How is it that I always get stuck with you on rooftop stakeout duty?
I'm sorry, Stu, are we not friends?
It's Eustace, and we never were.
Tease.
Shut up and sit down.
Fine.
Ow.
What now?
Sat on my dice.
Is that a euphemism?
No. See? Actual metal dice.
Where did you get those?
The crazy woman. But you can buy them at MetallicDiceGames.com.
MetallicDiceGames.com?
Yeah. And you can get 10% off from the Rancor's brothel. Or was that for the brothel?
Cecil.
Sorry. What? Yes. 10% off at checkout using code RBP10.
MetallicDiceGames.com, promo code RBP10?
Correct, my friend.
Yeah, we still aren't friends.
Don't care. Damn it.
What is it this time?
I have to pee again.
Just go.
Fine, but no peeking.
Wouldn't dream of it.
Nope, not gonna happen.
What the hell happened?
Nothing. Why didn't we go with the ball-shaving one?
The Rancor's Brothel presents... A Dungeons & Dragons Adventure. Nev Thelian.
The guy on his back is going to sort of slip off the saddle and then jump, like, drop down to the deck. He makes a neat little combat roll as he hits the deck and then strides over towards Nushka and swings his greatsword. That's a 27 to hit.
That'll hit.
And deals 27 damage.
How's it split?
Okay, good point. 14 of it is slashing. So I guess that would go down to 7.
Uh-huh.
And then plus 13 psychic.
All right.
So 20 total. The second attack is only a 13 to hit, so that one you are able to parry. And then Rook, make a death save.
Come on, Rook.
17.
He makes it!
Yay!
All right, one up, two down.
I'm not dead yet.
Nushka.
I'm going to grapple this son of a bitch.
Okay.
That's a 25 to grapple.
Okay. He rolled a 20, so you successfully got him.
I'm going to move him over to the edge of the boat and drop him.
Because you can do half your movement speed, right?
Yep.
Well, you can move him, but to get him past the railing, if you want to make it your second attack to push him up over the railing, you could do that.
Oh, okay.
Fucking judo throw his ass.
Basically just repeat the same check.
Okay. Nat 20 on that one. Nat 20 and a 19.
Nice, because he rolled a 21, so you still managed to do it. So he struggles. He like tries to lock his legs under the railing, but you manage to like pry his ankles up and then shove him up over, and he goes end over end and begins...
And yell down, "Fuck you, buddy," in Dwarven.
Kellen says...
You can see him like frantically trying to cast a spell, but he can't get it off in time before he impacts with the trees and the ground below.
Go work, Jeff.
Okay, I guess that was probably most of your movement.
That would have been all my movement.
You have a bonus action. Don't know if you want to use it.
Oh, I got a kill. So because of Great Weapon Master, I get a bonus action attack if I crit or I make a kill.
The dragon is 20 feet in the air.
Oh, damn. Okay.
Throw a shoe at him.
In Draconic, I will start swearing at the dragon.
Okay. Kellen, make a death save.
9.
All right, one down. Alec, what's up for you?
Try. I know, I'm thinking of doing something.
If it's making you grin that much, just do it.
I will say selfishly, not dying would be cool.
We're getting there, Rook. We're getting there.
I'm still 50-50 away from dead.
Yep.
Yeah.
Alex, like, do I really care, though?
Well, I mean, Rook, At this point, Rook's best bet might be you healing yourself and making sure that you make it out of this.
Yeah. Well, I'm more mad at myself for not seeing the spell earlier.
There's always Revivify.
Hey, I got you better. I have raised the dead, so.
True.
I know.
Yeah, but Dave turns that into a weird ritual thing.
I mean,
so
like,
be careful with that.
He hasn't turned taking this airship into like three nights of combat yet.
And while you're casting that ritual,
I assume you used the term Outriders and you intentionally stopped his spell. I expected like a flotilla to come out of that mountain next.
I was going to say, cast the ritual to bring me back to life and four more dragons attack.
Wake me up.
No, I think he's trying to push us into that portal.
23 points of healing for everybody.
For Ooh. Everybody?
Within What's 60 the range? Feet? Or...
Oh, I'm okay. You're right.
Sorry, Rook. How much?
Hold on.
Well, if he moves very much, he risks opportunity attacks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
What you need is like a sniper healing spell with like just like... 3 hit points, but
there
like
is, there is a feat for that.
Well, that's what I was kind of considering. I have something, but
it's all right. I'm looking at new characters to roll up.
Hold on, let me look at that other one real quick to make sure. I don't know the range on it. Oh, that would work because Kellen just went down again.
Yeah, he only failed one save.
If you're looking at the math, it is a 45% chance, I think. For Craig to fail, it is a 5% chance that I will die on my next roll.
Yes.
Because I can still move there, right? Because it's 10 feet.
Dragon.
Depends on what the dragon's reach is.
Isn't the dragon's reach... It's a large creature, so wouldn't it have a range? Is that not automatic?
It depends on... I've never really been clear on this, because his different attacks have different ranges.
Yeah.
It doesn't reach Craig anyways. His jaws and his claws have different range. Does that mean...
It doesn't reach Craig anyways, so.
Oh, right. Because it has to be 60 feet from there, right?
Yeah.
So how much healing is it? Or are you doing something different?
I guess, yeah. 23 points of healing for the three of us.
Yeah, if you can bring me back to life, then just keep yourself alive.
Kellen on the deck goes, I gotta stop doing this.
Okay, is that you, Alec?
Hit him with a stick.
No, that's my action. So, yeah, that's it.
Okay.
Well, I guess I could still cast. I can cast Spiritual Weapon. No, I can't. Never mind. It's a level spell. Yep. I'm done.
Over here, this knight is looking past Alec at the other Gith that is, like, sort of at this moment plummeting down to his death and is looking at the other dragon down on the, you know, towards the end of the boat. And reaches out a hand towards his dragon mount, and then begins casting a spell. And
counter a spell?
Oh, you are just within 60 feet, aren't you?
Oh, man.
You see one, I wish you guys could see me on cam, because I'm raising one little stubby middle finger and screaming, eat me. It's literally my last spell, I believe, above first level that I can cast, but I got one left.
Okay, well, make a intelligence check.
I cast it at a higher level because I think I only have fourth level spells left.
Okay, you're still going to have to roll.
I reject your reality.
Okay, Matt.
All right, I cast it at... Let me make sure that's what I got left. I think that's all I got. Yes, all I've got is fourth level spell. And okay. You want me to make an intelligence check?
Yep.
Is that a check or a save? It's a check, yeah?
I believe it's an ability score check, yeah.
Okay. That's a 7.
Okay. In which case, you are not able to successfully counter the spell before he can release it. And a moment later, he and the dragon both vanish. Now that it's over, if you want to make an arcana check on what it was, you can.
I mean, so far I haven't rolled anything higher than a 9 so far tonight, so sure, why not? Of course, I get a decent roll then. I rolled a 21 on Arcana.
Okay, that was plane shift.
Oh.
And stay out of here, Kellen says, lying in a pool of his barbecued flesh.
This dragon over here looks over at the two of them as they're vanishing, and like roars out something in Draconic, which does anyone besides Nushka speak that?
Nope. Is Cody's comprehend languages still active?
Gone unconscious.
I was going to say, I've gone unconscious. I don't know if my rituals continue to be active.
I don't believe so. Although it's not concentration.
It's still not concentration.
You didn't actually die.
No.
So I think since it's not concentration, it would still be active because it just needs a living target and you are still living.
Facts.
So sure, it's still active. So the two of you understand the dragon like roaring out, "You f-ing cowards leaving me here." And he sort of bats his wings and flies backwards a bit and then goes horizontally along the side of the ship. So he's still about 20 feet above the deck and is about 10 or 15 feet away from the edge of the ship. And he flies along and then unleashes a cone of fire down towards Alec. So Troy.
Damn, how many cones of fire does this dickhead have?
I keep really rolling really well on the D6 recharge.
I don't believe
it. yeah, so dex save from Alec.
It's 19.
Okay, so that will be half damage then, which would be macro half of 50, so 25 fire damage incoming. Then he sort of peels away a little bit on a curve that looks like he's intending to fly away from the ship, but he's still about 15 feet away from the edge. Rook, make a death save.
Craig.
Oh, shit.
Craig.
Oh. Nat one.
Wow, I've never seen someone hit four failed death saves.
You're really dead.
Extra
that's kind of cool.
No one has ever died more than you died.
I like
my first death too.
I like to imagine it's a really Shakespearean tragedy type thing too. Like you're like you give a whole speech as you're laying there, motor oil leaking out of you.
It's like Optimus Prime all over again.
It really is, because he's the power. Heart of the party.
It's like power at 2%, power at 1%.
Is he?
Power at half a percent.
I mean, oh, would like, you volunteer someone else? Claw?
The final message from the rover on Mars, like, it is getting very dark. Power is running low.
I think it's safe to say that Craig could be the heart of the party, but I don't know if Rook is.
He's definitely the most compassionate in this group.
Yeah, I mean, this whole story has been about Rook discovering his humanity.
Aww.
We're all just along for the ride.
He's only temporarily dead, probably. Maybe.
I don't know. Y'all are making me blush.
Nushka, what do you want to do?
Okay, so I swooped down and jumped off of my broom and started attacking, right? How much would it take for me to holler out a command word and have it fly over to me and take off after the dragon?
Like, it would probably only take as much time as it... Like, the broom would use up movement getting to you, which I guess it would just be right here, like 10
Something
feet away.
Something like that, yeah.
So, you know, you'd have 10 feet less, and it would take you 5 feet to mount it. So I guess you could fly 35 feet.
All right, that's only 25 feet to move.
You'll have to go up a little bit, but you'll still get and close enough.
Okay. All right, then Nushka's going to...
Go to town?
I mean, she kind of wants to try and talk the dragon into to staying with her and letting her ride it, but yeah, she's going to go to town.
Why won't you love me? Axe to the face.
That's a 19 and a 16 for attacking recklessly.
Okay, the 19 will hit.
3d6 because of divine fury. First hit, 31 points of damage.
Very nice. You score a deep cut through this dragon's wing. It is faltering. It is very close to dead. 31, you said?
Yes.
Okay.
One more attack, and I bet I missed on both. That's a highest is a 13.
Yeah, that's just going to score off the scales. Any bonus action, or is that you?
I haven't killed anything, and I haven't crit, so I don't get a bonus action. I'll mark it.
Okay, Cavalier mark.
Yep.
Okay, Kellen, you're conscious.
Yep. And I see a dragon.
Yep.
And I have a loaded ballista.
You seem to be in a habit of going after fleeing dragons.
Yep, because f*** them. I'm going to dangle that that soul cage again and gain advantage by using up one of my charges.
Okay, so you've used four now.
That's still not enough, probably. It was just a dex roll, right?
Yeah.
15's not going to hit.
Nope. It'll just bounce off the armor.
I'll move. I had to stand up, so I don't know how much movement I have left. I'm probably over and grabbing another ballista bolt. Half of it. Yeah.
Okay, sure.
Yep, to reload.
Alec, what do you want to do?
I'm right back.
Okay.
Let's see, which one's better? My potential there is that. Yeah, let's do that. Toll of the Dead.
Okay, I'll make a wisdom save. As a loud, sonorous bong sounds like a clear, well, bell amidst the snowy area. That is only an 11 on the save, so roll your damage. 3d12.
That's not bad. 15. Oh, and a... Get it! That's 23 plus 29 points of damage. Wait, do I add anything to that? No. Okay, 29 points of damage. No, I do. I had 5, so 28 points of damage.
Okay.
Nice.
The dragon is sort of looking back at Nushka and sort of roaring in pain as she was, you know, attacking with the sword. And you can see as it's looking back and you cast the spell, that its eyes suddenly just sort of liquefy and it, like, the fluid and blood just begins running down the sides of its face and then it just starts falling. It's dead. Moment later, all it right. Thumps into all the snow and leaves, like, you know, a crater in the white powder below.
I see a big red X on the dragon.
Yep.
You are, I told the dead it.
Nice.
You are out of initiative.
I will
Alec.
Run over to our buddy.
Yeah, I was going to say. So by the time you get there, you have 8 rounds left.
And so I inspect that he is not alive. Yep.
It's like, there's no vital signs. Wait, he's a robot. There's no robot signs.
So I will...
He uses up all of his spells, just keeps trying to heal him.
Revivify.
Okay. And I believe you have the diamond dust, right?
Yeah.
Is this one of Dave's bullshit things?
What do you mean?
Where, like, Craig just doesn't come back and some crazy bullshit starts happening? Because I just need to know if I need to run over there.
I believe the only reason... Rook wouldn't come back would be is if Rook didn't want to come back.
Oh, I'm reading Revivify. It's a creature that has died at the last minute.
No, I just remember he had said something
about... Yeah, there's nothing in the text the way that there is about Ray's dead, about the soul being willing or something. So I think it just happens.
This is just the magic defibrillator.
Although, if Craig wants to explore something else...
Nope, too bad.
No, you could say no.
He's going to that robot heaven. He sees his wife, who's been missing for 10,000 years, reaches out to her hand, and boom! Magic shock. Back to life.
All my robros.
My people who have been lost for 10,000 years, I had forgotten you. I am so happy to be with you. 1100101, boom, back to life.
Robots.
I like that term. Yeah, I had 3 possible... other characters ready to roll up. But Rook will absolutely come back if able.
Okay. In which case, I believe you gasp to life with 1 hit point?
Yes. Okay, right. So what now?
Powering up, battery at 1%.
That's almost true, because you have 102 hit points.
Stop moving all day.
Are we out of initiative?
Yes, you are out of initiative.
Rook is kind of like immediately... grab his spell storing with cure wounds and just start frantically mashing the button.
How many uses were left in it?
I only used 1 so far today, so I've got 9 left.
Oh, goodness. Wow.
So this is just...
Do you want to use them all, or when do you want to stop?
I'm going to use as many as I need to.
Okay. Well, we have other ways to get health back.
Sure, but... I'm so... Rook is so freaked out about what just happened.
Yeah, Rook, you're probably sort of like hovering in the air and looking down at your crumpled robot body for a few seconds before you got called back into it.
Yeah, I've never had a full shutdown before. freaking out. Yeah, no, I just in in that fervor, I'm just going to mash that cure wounds button.
Okay. Like a rat with cocaine.
Dave, I want to... This sounds a little dumb since we're on a magic boat.
What's new?
Thanks. can we cast... Can I... I'm going to start casting Detect Magic as a ritual.
Okay. What do other folks want to do while Kellen is muttering in whatever language he's muttering in?
I'm going to keep an eye on the portal, but I'm going to start checking the bodies.
I mean, if you want Detect Magic cast, I can just cast it. Like, we don't need to take 10 minutes, because who knows if we're going to have 10 minutes.
Well, I figured you were going to be doing other things involving spells.
Like what?
I don't know. I'm trying to look to see if there's a particular magic hotspot. Like,
you could restart casting Forbiddance if you wanted to.
No, I can't.
You can cast as a ritual.
It's a ritual. You don't need a spell slot.
It's going to take 20 minutes.
Well, yeah, but you could start. That's what I'm saying.
I don't think you lost the spell.
After after mashing the cure wounds button for like a minute and a half straight, I'm back up to 87 health.
Under longer casting times in the spell casting section, if your concentration is broken, the spell fails, but you don't expend a spell slot.
Oh, well, I wish I would have known that.
So you don't spend the slot until the completion of the spell.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's kind of what I assumed you were going to do. Actually, oh, I forgot. Never mind. I won't start ritually casting it. I actually have a wand of magic detection. I want to see if there are any hot spots.
I was also going to. I thought someone had one of those too.
I didn't scroll up far enough. I scrolled up far enough to like my second or third item slot, and it was one above wherever I had scrolled.
That's like going to put a screw into a wall, and then like 3 minutes in, going, I have a drill.
There are times when you want to do it the other way.
Yeah.
Not as often, but there are. I just want to see if there are any magic hot spots. Like, do we have to say the command word, like, at the helm or at the mast, or is there anything else that I'm picking up?
The portal is obviously glowing. The wheel does also appear to be more magical than, you know, some of the rest of the ship.
Okay.
As do the two rams at either end of it.
Sure.
Those are the parts that stick out to you most.
I want to go hold the wheel and say, I think you said it's Nashalius. Did I write that down right?
Mm-hmm. Yep.
And just start saying phrases using Nashalius as sort of the command word to see if that's what it is.
Okay. You run through a few variations.
Spin the wheel a couple times.
It does not seem to react.
Now, with Wand of Magic Detection, is the wheel simply more magical, or do I get a different magic off of it? Different school from the boat itself?
This is one of those things I perpetually hate.
If it just looks like the boat, then I will stop assuming that it is super important, but I do think it is important.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be the same as the boat, basically.
Okay.
Like, obviously the rams are going to have evocation on them.
Sure.
And the portal will be conjuration. The helm, I'm not entirely sure what the helm would be. I don't know what it would be.
I don't know. It depends on how it functions. I mean, if it's creating some kind of propellant, it'd probably be evocation.
Evocation is probably the closest thing.
If it's some form of telekinesis, then it's probably transmutation.
That's telekinesis, Kyle.
I forgot about transmutation. It's possible. Down. In any case, magic.
Cool.
I'll be right back.
Well, we could take a few.
Yeah, I'd use a break.
Okay, be back in a couple.
What are you thinking over there?
I don't know. I got two questions left. I can also do something cool, but it's not as helpful as I thought it might be with the soul cage. I can visit a place that this person knew in life, but it doesn't, like, show me shit back in time. Because originally I was reading it, and I'm like, oh, maybe I can go back in time and listen to the captain give the command words. But I think that basically I could be like, oh, you've been in X city or on X street. And then I would just suddenly be there through the knowledge of the character having been there in life, if that makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, my other thought is, do we start messaging back to the Iron Rose University? Somebody will want to know that we have acquired a ghost ship.
What is our... Well, yeah, I suppose.
And this is just going to be dope as hell if we can figure out how to make it work. Like, do you know what this actually is, this ship?
Not exactly, no.
It's essentially the Flying Dutchman, except, you know, the Flying Dutchman, like, went underwater and shit.
Right.
This could travel to all the different planes of existence.
Mm.
So we could pop into, say, like, We could essentially, and this is what I'm kind of hoping Dave has done, is because I was bitching about not having Shadow Walk, because Shadow Walk was kind of cool. You could travel long distances, but the danger was you were walking in the realm of shadow. This is a boat version of exactly what I'm talking about. We could just pop into another plane of existence and in a day's travel end up back at Valakor or whatever. But we would, of course, be traveling at high speeds through things. But we can go wherever the hell we want, literally in the planes with this, if we can figure out how to make it function. Not to mention it would look cool as hell, fucking, you know, pulling up to the Iron Rose University and weighing anchor on a fucking Gith ship. Because, yeah, they basically, in their eternal war across the planes or whatever shit, they use these to jump back and forth. Maybe I should also ask him what he was here for, what they were doing here.
What they're doing.
Yeah, that's another thought.
The one spell I was contemplating earlier was Summon Celestial, but and then I just realized I wouldn't have had that prepared if, I mean, necessarily wouldn't have had that prepared, I don't think, but it's just, that's one of the new spells that I get now.
Because they're not going to be very happy to lose this ship.
No.
It was one of the reasons why I was trying to soul cage the captain or something, because then he could have told me how it works. But we didn't kill him in range. Dave's back on headset, but I'll finish my thought. I don't know if we will be able to figure it out, but I think we should continue to keep trying. I think he's going to try and want to make us go to the Gith to figure it out, which is a less than exciting possibility in terms of survival.
Yeah.
Do you have sending prepared?
No.
Me either. And like I said, I'm pretty racked for spells. 10 of my 16 spells are down. Jeff, I'll ask you since you're back.
Yeah.
What do you think about... I don't understand why they're here. Is that worth investigating in terms of asking a question?
I would be curious to see what's on that mountain that these guys came from.
That's true, too. Could pop over there and check it out.
If these are their outriders...
I mean, we could be dealing with some sort of planar invasion.
If they sent their scouts down there, they were down there looking for something.
Possibly. As I was telling Troy, I have one other cool ability that I can do with this, but I don't know that it's inherently useful. But I think that's probably my next question to the Soul Cage.
What, the viewing somewhere they've been?
Possibly. Has to be on the same plane of existence, though.
Got a portal right there.
Last person who poked their head through that got an arrow through it, so...
And I was pithed.
I think we should definitely go over there and take a look. Until we have a greater discussion, Dave, I think I'm just going to continue to try and... rack my brain for any other ways to make this function. If there's something that Kellen would know that Cody would not know. I don't think that there's anything that I've overlooked that's obvious, but...
About what specifically? Sorry?
Like, oh, a good Arcana roll will tell you that the instructions are written on a card underneath the wheel or something. Like, I don't think that you're going to do
something.
About
the ship specifically.
Correct. Just...
No, I don't think there's anything.
Okay. I just want to make sure there wasn't something dumb that Kellen would know that I wouldn't know for whatever reason.
I don't think so.
You're not usually one of those DMs who would have something very mundane be the answer and we're just dumb and overlooking it, but I thought I'd ask.
No, I mean, if you wanted more time to experiment, like if Alec was able to get off Forbiddance, that would probably give you a good period of safety in which to try stuff.
I'm just going to continue to try random things then. I don't know if he's still going to cast Forbiddance or not, but I'm going to continue to try those things.
I would have done that with understanding that it wouldn't have taken up my slot. I can do that now, so I figured it used my slot up, so I didn't think I would be able to.
Hello?
Y'all.
Hey. My question is, does Rook have any large pieces of metal or anything in his bag of holding?
I'm sure he does.
Yes. I have, like, house building materials.
Okay, I want a 5-foot sheet of metal.
Okay.
And I want to bolt it to the deck over that portal.
You made an iris.
And if we're doing that, then it defeats a bit of the purpose of casting the spell.
Well, no, there are ways to get through a sheet of metal.
Mm-hmm.
So here's the thing. I had previously thought up the idea that if I had to create a new character for this campaign, I would do a monk that came from that temple that we went to early on and helped out, and that they had been like retracing our party's steps trying to catch up with them to join them this whole time. And now I've thought of a new one. Because I'm really digging this armorer's class. new subclass, the new Artificer subclass.
Yeah.
And without giving you the headache of changing Rook around yet again. Even though I do think the Armor subclass actually fits flavor for Rook more. I thought, what if like there was a professor at that School of Artifice in that city that we went to?
Yeah.
That had not met Rook when we were there, but had heard about who was an armorer artificer and who had heard that this living suit of artificer armor had come and inquired at the university and now has come to hunt down this living suit of armor to meet it and to learn from each other and recruit him to the university, only to come and track down the party and find Rook to be dead.
Yeah, keep it in your back pocket. I'll start preparing Disintegrate.
I mean, you want us to slit your throat? We could do it. This doesn't seems kind of rude.
Tasha's has got some really cool stuff. Also, while I was looking through the classes, I don't know how I didn't notice this before, but like half of the classes have extra attack.
Oh, yeah.
It's not just fighter and artificer. Like any of the ones that actually do physical combat, none of the that are like just not the rogue and the spellcasters.
Yeah, there's a lot of subclasses even before Tasha's that did that.
I mean, there's a subclass in Bard that gives it to you. There's a subclass in Warlock Wizard. That gives it to you.
But I'm saying Wizard. Just like just plain Paladin and Ranger and Monk and Barbarian, like,
oh yeah,
they all
have it innately.
It's because combat takes forever if you don't smash things with high hit points like three times a turn. Okay, Dave, I think I'm going to ask question number 5 to the Soul Cage.
So be it.
What were the Gith doing here? What was your mission?
Raid and bring plunder.
Jeff, you want to fly over there and see what that place was?
Sure.
I hop on the back of your broom. I don't know that I can actually do that, but stylistically it's funny.
No, you could. It can hold up to 400 pounds. We'll just move slower.
Well, as John Lee Hooker would say, broom, 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 broom. No? No one gets it?
Oh, no, I get it.
Classic.
I'm like, yeah. I got it.
All right, just fine.
I don't cosign.
How. Anyway.
So Kellen and I will take off towards where we saw the dragons leaving the mountain.
Okay. You fly over in that direction. You see some snow slides, for lack of a better term. Not a full avalanche, but some obvious places where stuff got dislodged, either by your earlier antics or perhaps by the dragon roars.
Did it look like they came from somewhere?
I mean, they flew somewhere around the mountain, probably.
Sure,
but can't track flying.
Okay.
There's nothing obvious, like, nearby.
Okay. On our way back to the ship, we're going to fly down to the ground and check the bodies down there. I also said that I was checking the bodies on the ship earlier.
Right.
I wasn't sure if we found anything of use.
Well, the dead dragon doesn't really have anything of note except a large saddle. Mm. So if you wanted to try and salvage that, you could.
Yeah.
I kick it and it's dragon privates.
It is a corpse and does not feel pain.
Oh, but it makes Kellen feel better.
And that's all that Kellen ever cares about.
I'm tired of fighting dragons because I do not do well against fucking dragons.
I didn't realize that young dragons still did that much damage with fire breath. That's pretty impressive.
Yeah, that hurt.
So nothing on the warrior then?
The guy, the one who fell to his death over here, is in a now rather crumpled and damaged suit of plate mail. It would certainly not be wearable as is. It would require a good deal of work from a smith. Now, granted, you have a smith, but it would take quite a lot of time to repair.
Okay.
And he also has
Rook, is your last name Smith?
Huh?
Nothing. Why, what? Yes, Rook Smith.
Terrible.
Ah.
Also, you know, about 10 feet away, you find in the snow his silver greatsword.
Ooh.
Which,
sorry, I was late.
Well, it also broke up on my end, too, so it sounded like,
Kellen, you would know just from accumulated knowledge that the silver weapons of Gith have the additional little thing that on a critical hit, they can sever an astral cord.
Nice.
So if you're on the astral plane and roll a crit against someone that isn't from the astral plane, you could cut the cord. Yeah, but
which kills them instantly.
I believe so.
It used to anyway. Because in the old planar books, you used to find those, what are the astral dreadnoughts with the pinchy pinchies that could do that as an attack action.
So, I mean, very nice in a very limited circumstance. But other than that, it functions as a regular silver greatsword.
Cool. We should take that, Jeff.
Take it with me.
I say, if you're not going to write it down in your pouch, I'll write it down even though I can't use it, but I'd say take it.
On the deck of the whatchacallits, you do find one more silver greatsword from somebody else. Two of them, actually. So you've got three total. You find a regular longsword and shortsword, a heavy crossbow, a couple longbows, 40 arrows. None of it's particularly remarkable.
Yes, cutting the cord does still kill you instantly.
Nice. Yeah, those old astral dreadnoughts in the Manual of the Planes were creepy-looking bastards. I think they were called astral dreadnoughts.
They are. They're in Mordenkainen's.
Oh, are they?
Mm-hmm.
The art I remember from the third ed Manual of the Planes, though, was dope. Two giant lobster claws on this massive, creepy, wriggling thing that was, like, 40 feet long or some shit.
But an astral cord is only created if you're projecting into...
Correct.
The astral plane. Not if you're physically going there, right?
But that's what makes the gith scary, because if you astral project, you're basically, you can't possibly die unless they sever the cord. So they have weapons that immediately sever the cord. Because
gotcha.
If you sever the cord, then your soul is trapped on the astral plane. You have no way to tug back to your body.
You are adrift.
Oh, yeah. It even says here, the legendary silver swords of the gith Yankee also have this ability to sever the silver cord. Wow.
Because astral projection was like a cool way to explore the planes relatively safely, except for astral dreadnoughts and gith raiding parties.
Safe, except for the dangerous things.
Right.
There's the new picture of the astral dreadnought in the chat, Cody.
Oh, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
It's cool. I wonder if I can find the third ed one.
See, when we're talking about flying ships and you said dreadnought, I assumed it was just a really big fucking flying astral ship. That is not at all the same thing.
No, it's a wicked monster, motherfucker.
A gargantuan monster.
That's terrifying.
I like the old one better, I think. Here, I'll put it in the chat.
I like the new one better.
Yeah. I do too.
Still both terrifying.
The old one looks like, or the new one looks like it's walking. I like the other one because it's flying, because it's in the astral plane.
I see the first one is slithering, and the old one is leaping.
I guess, to be fair, I should actually find the picture of it from the manual. That's somebody who drew it. It's pretty close, as I recall. Anyway, Troy, have you made us safe yet?
Oh, no.
By this time, when you've been flying around doing stuff, looting stuff, yes, Alec has managed to successfully cast Forbiddance. So, 40,000-foot area. And the portal does not disappear.
I think we're going to have to go in that portal, guys.
I don't think we can.
Why? Not now.
No, but this gives us a chance to rest.
No, absolutely it does. I did not realize it was on the cover of the AD&D Manual of the Planes as well. I'll put that in the chat so you can see the 5th Ed, the 3rd Ed, and the 2nd Ed Astral Dreadnought.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I mean, compared to how some monsters has changed, that one stayed pretty consistent.
Yeah, for sure. I guess I just don't like the... I like the whole he's floating through space and time because that's what you're doing, and I think that's what I dislike about the newest one. It just looks like he's sitting on his ass.
I mean, I don't really see a ground that it's sitting on.
No, just in terms of the way that it's laid out.
Its speed is 15 feet or fly 80 feet hover, so it can both sit and fly.
Well, because on the astral plane, I mean, you're just... you're a floating zen thing.
Helicopter tail.
Yep. Whoop, 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 whoop. Oh, that'd be awesome. The astral dreadnought pilots itself around with a fucking helicopter tail. Like fucking, who does that? Is it Tweety Bird that does that? Somebody has a helicopter tail. Some cartoon character.
Something like that.
So we can rest then, yeah?
Oh, does Roadrunner do that sometimes?
Maybe. One of them does.
Yeah.
I mean, if they're, now that we have 24 hours, I will spend some serious time like trying to figure this shit out. If there's anything else I can learn, but I'm assuming I can't.
Okay.
Holy shit. The astral dreadnought, if it swallows you, it transports you to yet another demiplane, which takes basically the wish spell or planar travel to exit.
I've always wanted to do planar stuff. I love planar stuff. feel like it's D&D players who then dropped acid or something are the ones who came up with the astral plane shit.
Anyway.
What else about this boat? Anything?
Somebody want to try and attune to it?
Oh, yeah. We're attempting to do that.
Try and do the meditation and try and get a feel for the magic.
Yeah, I gained another attune slot recently that I haven't filled with anything, so might as well.
I mean, I think I have an attunement slot as well, maybe. So, I mean, I could try. I don't know that it makes a difference. I assume we attune to things in the same way, correct? It's not any different between you as an artificer and me as a wizard.
Right. That also gives you a short rest. If you want to use any hit dice, you can.
I think we already have.
Well, I mean, it doesn't matter if you have already. I mean, you can during a short rest. It's just a question of whether or not you want to spend them, because you only get half back on a long rest. Okay.
Well, because I'd use
I'm happy to. I would prefer to get a short or a long rest in before attempting the attunement, just in case some other shit starts happening.
Well, the attunement, you attempt the attunement during a short rest.
Okay.
It takes a short rest to attune to something.
I am spending 2 hit dice. Okay. 1d12, 1d10.
Because I'm showing I've already used 5 hit dice, and I'm not sure why.
I believe you used some before you went into the white dragon lair, right?
Possibly.
Sounds right.
So theoretically, that's just what I'm asking, because I've been operating under the fact that I thought we already spent hit die and did a short rest for this day. We have not, then?
I'm guessing
We did a rest after the cave.
But then we slept, right?
I'm guessing you probably used them all up before you went into the cave, and then got half of them back after the long rest.
No, that's right. It was a long rest after the cave.
Yeah.
So that means we have not yet done a short rest for today.
Yep. Correct. Rook, as you spend an hour or so meditating on the ship, sort of slowly gathering in all these sort of little magical threads that you begin to sort of slowly sense over time, you sort of pull them all in, and then sort of begin weaving them into something that seems to make a little more sense than their disparate parts. And by the end of the short rest, you feel like you have a pretty good understanding. And then as you sort of like open your eyes, stand up, feel a little better, you just have a sudden thought that occurs to you, seemingly out of nowhere. Azagar.
Azagar. Got it.
As he says it, the ship pitches down towards the ground.
On fire.
Oh no, I learned the word for scuttle.
You see the front masthead turn around and give you the finger as it goes down.
I used 5 hit dice, and I also used arcane recovery.
Okay.
I spent 2 hit dice.
That's not the right word for the, is it?
For what?
Masthead.
The masthead is the top of a newspaper.
Are you talking about the maidenhead?
That's also something
that's
else.
That's the right word.
I thought it was a good one.
Figurehead.
The figurehead. The decorative part of the front of the ship.
Yeah, the maidenhead.
No.
No.
It's a maiden and it's her head, right?
Yeah.
So, Dave, do I speak this word out loud or just telepathically?
It just occurs to you inside your head.
Okay. And if I say the word in my head, will it activate the ship?
Do you try it?
Yeah, I will attempt it, yes.
Okay. Thinking it doesn't seem to do anything.
I will say the word out loud.
Okay. The sails suddenly breathe to life.
Figurehead. Sorry.
Yeah, figurehead. The sails billow up and outward. And you hear a bit of like groaning from the ship's timbers. It does not actually start to move though.
Kellen runs over and spins the wheel really fast again. It's like a goddamn tilt-a-whirl.
The wheel doesn't do anything, or rather, nothing happens.
Rook, why don't you go over and put your hands on the wheel and see what happens?
Sure. I'll put my hands on the wheel, say the word, and say, go forward.
As you put your hands on the wheel, you feel a sudden like magical surge of energy coming through your hands, and you get the feeling that the ship will obey your mental commands while you have your hands on the wheel.
Oh, fantastic.
It begins plummeting downward.
Nushka, we're all rolling new characters.
Nushka looks at Kel and is like, why the hell am I the one figuring this shit out?
All right, I'll explain to the rest of the party that, Rook will explain he feels he's got control of the ship now after attuning to it.
Sweet. Can you think astral plane?
I can. I'm not going to.
I was hoping just saying astral plane would make him think astral plane and see if that sent us to the astral plane.
So, Alec, how long does your portal blocking last again?
All day.
Okay, so we want a more permanent solution to this portal?
I mean...
Are you saying, like, all 24 hours or, like, indefinitely?
It says it lasts a day.
Okay. Is Jeff's idea of me, like, caging up the portal physically gonna actually work?
You could try it.
So the one to plane shifted right out of combat, so I'm pretty sure they can plane shift wherever they want.
And we don't know if they'll tracking the ship or not.
You know what? I feel like it's gonna be a lot harder to catch a moving ship that then has ramming capabilities than it will be to catch a stationary ship. I'm just going to throw that out there. Especially one that we can send literally to other planes at a thought.
Okay. Dave, like, do I get the sense that I could like start the ship in motion and then let go of the wheel and do something else and the ship will maintain momentum?
Yes. You just have to be at the wheel when you give a command.
Gotcha. Okay. Thank you.
And also, since you attuned to it, you would know more about like how it works. The ship cannot plane shift on its own.
Okay.
That requires something else that is not specifically part of this enchantment.
Sorry about your luck there, Cody.
Nope, that's my sixth question. What are the material components needed to plane shift this ship?
Plane fist?
So you take your gloves off, fist, and you punch the ship.
So
I was going to say, I'm not sure what they use for lube in the Forgotten Realms or anything like that, but I'm assuming lard is available.
I think this would probably occur to Kellen, even if it hasn't occurred to Cody. Are you sure you want to ask the soul that didn't even know what the command word was for the ship, what the material components for a plane shifting spell are?
So he should be able to say it was red, it was blue. Like most people don't, I almost wonder if they would have it nearby. Like if it was a material that he carried onto this ship, like the bolts, then he would know. If he doesn't, that tells me something anyway. Because if it's something that the wizard or the sorceress had in her pocket, then it doesn't matter. And he's never going to be useful anyway.
But Cody, you know what feels more effective? Is sending a hey bro back to the college.
I can't do that yet because we haven't had a long rest.
Well, let's have a long rest and then hey bro back.
We will do that. By the time we have a long rest, I no longer have this soul to ask questions to.
Fair right, point. But are these guys able to plane shift because they're wizards or because it's inborn in them?
He cast a spell. If it was inborn, I don't know why he would cast a spell.
Even if it's a racial spell, you're still casting the spell.
Kellen, you know offhand that just about every Gith knows how to Misty Step. You don't think that plane shift is part of their innate capabilities. That's probably trained.
Okay.
Do you want to still ask the soul?
Yeah, I want to know if there are any supplies on the ship or if there's anything he knows that is the material component to cause it to plane shift.
Okay, so you're specifically asking...
What are the material components or mechanisms to cause this ship to plane shift?
Okay, so the soul replies, the portal expands and the mage uses blood.
I can work with that.
What was that again? The portal
expands.
Now when you hey bro, Craig, that'll give us something to look for. Some sort of blood magic that enlarges the portal. So it's not something that the ship does, it's an effect of the portal.
Can I just say that enlargens is my new favorite word? Or pseudo word?
Would you rather I say embiggens?
Actually, I'm not sure.
Well, you get back to me.
I like both of them.
Humongizes.
I
definitely like embiggens better than the one you just said. Yeah.
What about engorges? Since we're talking about maidenheads, does that make you feel better?
Nope, that's actually a word that does not go in this.
It engorges. True. It engorgifies the maidenhead. That's how we break through. The ship engorgifies. The maidenhead breaks through the plane. These are technical terms, gentlemen.
After the short rest, Rook is now commanding the ship. What else do you want to do during the day? Because it's still early in the day, and you can't actually take a long rest until probably tonight.
Fucking book it. Let's rock and roll. Put the pedal to the metal. Let's see how fast the ship goes.
I mean, shouldn't we go to the area in which we want to go to?
At this point, I just want to turn on Steppenwolf and let's fucking rock and roll.
Yeah. Well, we're not listening to you.
I guess prestidigitation.
I was going to say, au contraire, I don't think you have the option. I cast Thunderwave and Dancing Lights. My Thunderwave just comes from a metaphysical bass guitar.
Or farts.
Or farts.
ACDC's Thunderstruck starts playing. Every time they say Thunderstruck, you cast Thunderwave.
Boom, boom.
I cast Silence.
Hey, I got third level cells back, Counterspell. Bum, bum.
So let's waste all of these before the next encounter.
Absolutely. Dave definitely won't send a fourth encounter to us at this point.
Oh my god.
Now let's,
it would only be the third, just saying.
Let's rev it up. Come on now. Rock and roll. Take her for a lap around the mountains.
We can head toward where we think the elves are, or the descendants of the refugees of Nephthelion.
Yeah, I have a circle on the map where we roughly think they're going. Let's book it and see what kind of time we can make here.
I like that idea.
Absolutely. We're gonna send the ship in the direction we were heading. Oh wait, no. First, we're gonna go pick up Rook and the horses. Or not Rook, Claw.
Oh.
We're gonna pick up Claw and the horses.
And Pipsky.
And Pipsky.
Nope, just Claw and the horses.
Hey, do we still have a dragon's
and
head?
And Nushka's not a cavalier.
Yeah, we're done with dragon types.
We could put that on the prow.
You're putting heads on spikes, except it's a dragon head on a magical spike.
Absolutely.
Dave, if I wanted to harvest this dragon as well, should I just take the like, I have amounts of two dragons so far. Do you want me to just like multiply the amounts I have by another one half?
That'd be make a survival check first. And it would take you about another hour probably to clean it, extract everything you needed.
17.
Okay. That's good enough. You can go ahead and do what you suggested.
That way you don't have to roll all of the individual parts again. Okay. So yeah, I'll command the ship to go as low to the ground as possible back where, like, we'll go to where Claw and not Nushka.
Is anybody else getting some weird buzzing?
Yes.
Yeah.
It's Craig's mic, I think.
I didn't see whose it was coming from.
I think Craig just had his head cocked and had a wire crossed in a certain way.
Yeah, probably. So we'll take the ship back to over where they are and then lower as low as it can go.
How low can it go?
If there's an open clearing, it'll land if it can.
So you fly the ship back around the mountain that you came from, from the dragon's lair, the white one, white dragon, and find a clearing where Pipsky, Claw, the horses are all just sort of patiently waiting, probably all like laying down in the snow under a tree or something. And as the ship sort of comes down, Pipsky is sort of looking up and yells, "It seems like it went well."
Meh.
Could have gone better.
"I heard some dragon roars. That seemed unanticipated."
"Yeah, some reds this time."
"Ah, nasty."
"Hey, Craig."
"Hey, they're the ones who ended up running away."
"Can you build a crow's nest?"
"Sure."
I think that is a needed addition. And we have to rename the ship sometime soon.
Bodie McBoatface.
We'll consider it a solid entry.
We should put a poll out to the voters.
No, if we're going to try and sell this to the university eventually, we need to just name it the Iron Rose.
Do we have any intention of selling it to the university?
I don't.
Oh, okay.
I intend to float it over the top of the Iron Rose University while standing on the prow and giving him the DX symbol.
Take a piss off the side.
100%. And then launch a ballista through the Iron Master's window.
No consequences.
With a note on fine. It.
Hey, bro.
With a note on it that says, hey, bro.
Look what I can do. He looks out his window, just Kellen, completely naked, doing the DX thing.
So, Dave, is our ship capable of, like, fully landing on ground? Or is it ever?
It probably hovers a few feet off. If it were to actually land and stop flying, it would tilt over to the side.
Okay.
It does actually have, like, a hull. It could sail in water if it wanted to.
Okay.
There's probably no reason for you to do that, but it could.
There's,
I suppose if you wanted to pretend to be a normal ship.
Oh, but that's even badass.
Even then, you have ghostly sails, so.
Notice, like, the idea that we're skimming across the water, just perfectly level, and then it's like, go, and it just raises into the sky. We need to get catapults for this thing or something.
We need giant horns.
Horns?
Yeah, like, what's...
Like stabby-stabby, or like...
No. Yes.
Oh.
I have one.
Yeah. I was also thinking, like, giant rhino horn or something, and I'm like, you have spikes already.
No, like the Helm's Deep horn.
Gotcha.
Yes.
So that when it comes up out of the water, you can have something dramatic.
A fog horn.
Troy hasn't talked in a while. Welcome back, Troy.
Troy just went dark. Oh.
So I will... Is there a ramp I can extend, or do I need to pull something out of my sack?
It looks like there's the one chest that has all of the ropes with grapples attached to it, and that's probably what they use to just hook over the railings and slide down.
Looking for a way to get the horses up on the ship. And
you will have to rig something yourself.
Okay.
Where's everybody going?
I have no idea what just happened.
I don't know either, but it apparently also happened to Dave. And Dave's, like, gone.
Dave is talking, but we can't hear Dave.
No, I don't even show Dave in the chat.
Yeah.
Dave, and mine, it shows
Dave. Dave's not here, man.
I see Dave and Jeff are now doing what Troy was doing, where the video is reconnected.
Weird. Am I gone now? Did I go there? Am I back?
I think Discord's just f***ing up.
Probably. Because Craig was talking, and then you all left for a second, and I was like the only one here, so I was like, it's got to be me.
See, it completely froze for me.
Because, like, right now I see Yumi and Jeff, but you're the only actual one that's in the call, I think. Well, I think that's the session for this evening. Thank you all for joining the Rancor's Brothel. Welcome back, Dave. Maybe.
Not sure what happened.
It basically slowly punted all of us out of the call.
Oh, it did?
Yeah.
Okay, so it wasn't just me.
You went before everybody else. Actually, Troy went first.
I tried going to admin voice chat so that I could, you know, leave and come back, but then it never let anything else. I actually had to quit Discord and boot it back up.
Yeah, I did too.
Yeah, manual disconnect back.
All right, well, at least it's working again now.
I already said goodbye to all the listeners because I didn't know if you guys would be back or not. So what were you trying to figure out before you left? How the hell you're going to get the horses up here?
Yeah, the Gith did not seem to have made any provisions for that eventuality.
All right. God.
We need horses. Why?
Because you guys decided to buy some? I don't know.
Because it'd be kind of animal cruelty to leave them up here in the wilderness.
You know, I'm looking back at the things I have on my robe to pull out. Why did I buy horses when I had horses on my robe?
Because you're amazing. Uber?
It's true. Two riding horses on your robe, yeah.
You're not really playing D&D until you have forgotten stuff that's that's in your inventory. Like, well, completely forgotten. Like, where did this come from?
I have such a large inventory, it's hard to keep track of.
And don't forget, I have three iron doors, so, you know, whenever we need those.
Well, if you wanted to use one of those over the portal, that's quicker than...
Yes. Yes. That's exactly what we need.
It's actually not a bad idea.
It's really not.
Oh, we're having...
Yep, I think it just dropped me again.
I think you can even make it have a keyhole, right?
Yeah, I think so.
Like, I will help fashion it to... So, okay, is the portal in the deck, or is it standing upright?
It is in the deck.
Okay, so it's like a you drop down into it kind of thing.
Yeah.
Okay, so fashioning something to the deck over it would block the portal.
Yes.
Yeah, I think it's Iron Door time. You said you've got three of them, so you still got two left, and I'll help secure it.
Okay.
Well, I'm trying to find out exactly how it works.
How what works?
You the iron door.
You pull a patch, you have a door.
Like, it doesn't just flop a door down. I think it attaches a door to something.
Right, so you'd attach it to the deck in this instance.
Door. That would...
So it is...
I want to be able to take the patch off and throw it like a shuriken at somebody and have a 10-foot giant metal
door. Like something out of a bad 80s movie. You know how, like, what is it? The second Superman movie where they're flying through the negative zone or whatever, something like that?
Yeah.
I think Craig is gone. Nope.
Hi, Craig.
Oh, I'm here, but you guys keep cutting out. Yeah, down detector has...
I'm going to assume Craig is telling us down detector says Discord sucks right now.
Yes. So, yes, that's what I was saying.
For the sake of our own sanity, we might want to wrap it up soon.
Yep.
Probably.
Jeff wanted to be done soonish anyway.
Wimp.
Sorry.
Oh, hey, let me take those death save counters off of Rook's token.
Don't need those anymore.
Appreciate it. You know what? It says the iron door conforms to fit the opening. So if it's a round portal, wouldn't it become a round door?
So for the listeners at home, or at least for Schroeder, Discord has now fully shit on my screen. But I'm going to assume that Dave said yes. And for the Stargate reference, we're now going to call the metal door the Iris.
Our title track, They Left Me In Here, was composed by Daniel Ran as part of the Beyond Skyrim Bruma original soundtrack and is being utilized under Creative Commons 4 Attribution Sharealike license. Enjoy what you heard? Check us out online at rancorsbrothel.com and the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Be sure to like, subscribe, and share this show with your friends. Want to chat? Follow us on Twitter at rancors_brothel or by emailing therancorsbrothel@gmail.com. To interact with other fans, check out the Fans of the Rancors Brothel Facebook page. Most of all, keep circulating the tapes. Much love, everybody.